Blog Talk Radio.
One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about.
And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Chris. This message brings to you God's divine word for the dynamic change you need in your life. Get ready for a transformation. Get ready for the time of your life.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Rockville, Maryland, 300 University Boulevard East, Silver Spring, Maryland. Worship with us on Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. To contact us, please call 301-351-9317.
Stay tuned.
Hallelujah.
The transcendent life in Christ, the superior life, the exalted life, the glorious life, the higher life in Christ. There is such a life beyond this world. And that's the life Jesus brought to us. A life lived on a higher plane than most of the world is acquainted with. In St. John's Gospel chapter 16, and you read in verse 33, Jesus said, "Cheer up! I have overcome the world." Jesus said, "He said, cheer up! I have overcome the world." That means He did it for us. That's why He said, "Cheer up! I have overcome the world." Hallelujah! In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4, He says, "Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world." Now, I wonder whether or not you have ever tried to apply that for yourself in your personal life. Let's examine it. He said in that first epistle of St. John, chapter 5, in verse 4, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world." Right? Is that what you have in your Bible? Did you see it? Okay. Now, I want us to look at it. The words of Scripture are chosen by the Spirit. Now, there are certain times we can understand through study that maybe that particular version was not properly rendered in that area. But we can also, through the same study, understand when it's been perfectly rendered. In this case, it's been perfectly rendered. He says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world." Isn't it enlightening, significant, that He didn't say, "Whosoever is born of God overcometh the world"? I've tried to make a lot of Christians see it from all over the world so they can understand this point. God didn't say, "Whosoever is born of God overcometh the world." He said, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world." He chose that technically. Why didn't he say whosoever? In some of the newer versions, because they don't understand, they said whosoever. No, the original says whatsoever. He says anything that is born of God overcomes the world. Now, that means anything that proceeds from God, any anything that proceeds from God? Is it a word? Do you have God's word coming into your heart and you can take that word? Is it something you're studying in the Bible? He says, anything that proceeds from God overcomes the world. Anything. You haven't seen it yet. You haven't understood it yet. Anything. Anything. There are things that I've had to face in my life as an individual. You know, in ministry, there are sometimes things you call challenging situations. Usually, not anything on my own part, but usually things from other people. Okay? And then, how did I deal with such things? I'll tell you. I never prayed, oh God, please help me. I don't understand why all these folks are against me. I don't understand why somebody's angry with me. I don't understand. No. 1,000 times no. No. I got into a place of prayer. And I said, in the name of Jesus, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Such times I kept saying, my faith is the victory. And I would say, they come against me with weapons of men. But greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You know, when people talk about you, tell lies about you, say evil things about you, those are weapons of men. You understand? Those are weapons of men. Now they say it with their mouth or with their pen or with their electronic media or print media. It doesn't make any difference. The Bible says, no weapon manufactured, fashioned against you shall prosper. Then he said, ye are of God, little children. Ye hail from God. Ye are of God, little children. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And at those times of prayer, I would say, oh God, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I'm greater than all outside. I'm greater than all outside. They come out against me one way, but they shall flee before me 7 ways. I'm getting greater by the day. Then I get to the next level. Then I begin to say, we are big, they are small. We are rich, they are poor. We are influential and they are not. We are winners and they are losers. I know who is who. I am on this side as a victor. They are over on the other side as losers. Are you ready for the transcendent life? Greater is he that is in you. Hallelujah. When you set those forces, when you set them aflame in your life, you can be anything. You can get anything. You can go anywhere. You can have whatever you want. Learn to set those forces loose in your life. Hallelujah. So, that first A part of it is, we have overcome the world. So number two, we have overcome the flesh. What do you mean by the flesh? The flesh refers to the senses. The senses. There's a sense realm where most people live. a sense realm. All they think about is what the senses tell them, what their five senses inform them of. Those are the things they know. What the senses desire is what they want. What the senses dictate to them are the things they believe. Why do most people sin? Because they haven't understood the life in Christ. The Bible says, the man in Christ does not sin. Now, many Christians have tried to re-understand it, rationalize it, reconstruct it, but it is abundantly clear in the scripture. No need to reconstruct it. He says, the one who is born of God sinneth not, for his seed remaineth in him. Therefore, he cannot sin. So, why are most Christians, you know, you as a Christian, do you sin? Say, there's nobody that doesn't sin. He's afraid. He can't say no because he remembers all the nasty things he's been doing and thinking and saying. So he says, everybody sins. They're talking like David of the old covenant. There's no man that sinneth not. That's why Jesus came, because there was no man who was not sinning. So Jesus came to give us a life where he said in Romans chapter 6 verse 14, sin shall not have dominion over you. Let me ask you a question. Does God sin? No, let me talk to you. Let me talk to you tonight. Are you here? Does God sin? Can God sin? Why? You see, why can God not sin? I've got you.
Pastor Chris will be right back. This message is titled, The Transcendent Life. To order for the complete message, please call
301-351-9317.
Who is a minister? What does it mean to minister to the Lord? Why do we minister to the Lord?
Can I say to myself, now I want to minister to the Lord? I may say I want to pray and just pray. And there are different kinds of prayers. And I might pray all kinds of prayers and not be aware that I need to set the time aside to minister to the Lord. And that is what the Spirit of God wants us to know.
In this riveting DVD, Pastor Chris sheds light on how to effectively minister to the Lord with knowledge and purpose. Discover how as you watch this timeless classic. To order for a copy of this message, Ministry to the Lord, please call
301-351-9317. This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Rockville, Maryland, 300 University Boulevard East, Silver Spring, Maryland. Worship with us on Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. To contact us, please call 301-351-9317.
Stay tuned.
Hallelujah.
The transcendent life in Christ, the superior life, the exalted life, the glorious life, the higher life in Christ. There is such a life beyond this world. And that's the life Jesus brought to us. Why can God not sin? You know what? If you study in the book of 1 John, you'd find where John the apostle addressed little children, young men, and fathers. The ones he told not to sin were the little children. He told the children not to sin again. Then he said, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Alright? But in addressing sin, he was talking to the children. So spiritual children sin. When you grow up in Christ, you cannot sin. And you see, you're quiet. You don't know what love is there. Because many of you have heard about sin all your life. Nobody ever told you it was impossible to sin, or that you should not and cannot sin. You were never told that. You were told that continue when you sin, God will forgive you. Try not to sin. Try your best not to sin. So you have been trying your best not to sin. Okay, let me tell you. Firstly, why can God not sin? The Bible says God cannot lie. Why? That will be the best way to project the thoughts about God's sinlessness. Why does the word say God cannot lie? Because if he told a lie, it would turn into the truth. Understand this. God cannot lie. Because what he says becomes. If he said something about the past, are you listening? If God told you something about the past, because God, the Bible says from everlasting, that means in the past, to everlasting in the future, he is God. What is time? Time is an interruption of eternity. Okay? God functions in eternity. Past, present, or future is all open to him. The Bible says all things are open, unveiled to him with whom we have to do. Who is that? The Word of God. Are you listening? Okay. So, if God told you something about the past, and it was not, in quotes, true, it will be true. Why? Because if you looked at that past and checked everything that had to do with that past and checked all the evidence you could get, you will find it to be what God said. Because whatever he says becomes, whether in the past, in the present, or in the future. Can you get this now? How does God do things? He calls them. What he says they are, they become. Now, don't you understand what the Bible says about Christian maturity? Christian maturity is not the person that does not do wrong. Christian maturity is not the person who is known to be the holy brother. The Bible says, for in many things we all offend. Then he says, if a man offend not in words, the same is a perfect man and able also to bridle the whole body. What does that tell you? Christian perfection is in the mouth. The Bible says if your words are correct, your body will be correct. Your behavior will be correct. Your whole life will be correct. So what are you going to do with your life? Aha, you see that thing in your mouth? That's your tongue. That's your tongue. That is the tongue. The Bible says, by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. What does that mean? Sin is located in your mouth. And righteousness is located in your mouth. By thy words thou shalt be condemned. By thy words thou shalt be justified. That means made righteous. Declared righteous. Let me explain just a little point to you about Christianity, so you can understand who a Christian is. The Bible says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. What is justification? It says, therefore, being justified by faith. Romans chapter 5 verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we are at peace with God, at one with God. It means we have been brought into friendship, into oneness, like nations that have come together in peace. So, no more war. Friendship has come now. It says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I said, what is justification? The Bible tells us that he was delivered on account of our sins, our trespasses, but he was raised up for our justification. I said, what is justification? What is Christianity? You are quiet. That's also the same thought about redemption. You know, a few years ago, a certain teaching came into the church, which was very beautiful because it took the church from level 1 to level 2. But there's other levels. So they began to say, I am redeemed. Okay? So let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he had redeemed from the hand of the enemy. So if you I am redeemed of the Lord, it was like a victory shout. Okay? But again, there are different kinds of lights, brothers and sisters. The Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 1 that God made two great lights. There were smaller lights and there were two great lights. One to rule the day, one to rule the night. There were other lights in spite of these two lights. But when these two lights came on, all other lights were small and insignificant. Are you still listening? So there are different kinds of lights. That means there are different kinds of truths, different levels of truths. There are greater truths and there are lesser truths. The lesser truth is, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he had redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Why is it a lesser truth? Because that redeemed of the Lord was an Israelite. Who is a Christian? Is a Christian redeemed? No! You say, hey, are we not the redeemed? No, we are not. No, we are not. 1,000 times, no, we are not. What do you mean by redemption? Redemption means to save or deliver by paying the price. So you say, the blood of Jesus Christ was paid for us. Okay, now, let me explain who a Christian is. This will help you. Jesus. Hello? Jesus was our sin bearer, okay? He was our representative on the cross. So when Jesus was on that cross, we were on that cross in Christ. Everybody was on that cross, not Christians, but all sinners. Every man was on that cross in Christ Jesus. Are you listening to me? Jesus represented the whole world. John said, behold, the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. He didn't say who taketh away the sin of Christians. He said, he taketh away what? The sin of the world. Jesus Christ died for the whole world. So when he was on that cross, we were on that cross. No matter the religion, no matter the nation, no matter the color. We were on that cross in Christ. There were no Christians. Then he died. When he died, our sins were paid for. From the moment he died, every man's sins were atoned for, paid for. You could walk away and say, I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed. Because you had now been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. That was all about redemption. That's where redemption starts. Then the Bible says that Jesus went to hell. The Bible says he descended into hell. What did he do in hell? There was death. conflict with satanic forces in hell, where Satan was defeated by Jesus. You know all that story. I won't take you through that. But the important thing is this. The third day, God raised Jesus from the dead. When God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, "Thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee." That was the day Jesus was born again. Now, Jesus was the first man to be born again.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God forevermore.
This message is titled, The Transcendent Life. To order for the complete message, please call
301-351-9317.
If you are not yet born again, we invite you to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life by praying this prayer. O Lord God, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Your word says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." I ask Jesus to come into my heart to be the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I declare that I am saved. I am born again. I am a child of God. I now have Christ dwelling in me. I am a new creation. Hallelujah. If you have just said that prayer, congratulations. You are now a child of God. God bless you.
Launch yourself today into a whole new world of inspiration and insightful teaching of God's Word as taught by Pastor Chris Oyakhilome simply by downloading and using the all-new Pastor Chris Digital Library app. The Pastor Chris Digital Library app grants you access to a wealth of life-changing audio and video messages right at your fingertips, spanning across various topics such as healing and health, faith, Christian living, prayer, fellowship with the Holy Spirit, and much more. Pastor Chris Digital Library app is available now for the iOS and Android devices. Download yours now and get the free message by Pastor Chris, which is available for a limited time. God bless you.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Rockville, Maryland, 300 University Boulevard East, Silver Spring, Maryland. Worship with us on Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. To contact us, please call 301-351-9317.
Join us, same station, for the continuation of this message.
One word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.